What's going on, everybody? You're listening to The Motivated Mindset. I am your host, as always, Coach Jeff Demers, CoachJeffDemers.com. Today, I got a very special guest with me, Mr. Matt Peet. You know, I had this awesome intro and everything. I'm like, well, we're going to talk about this anyway. So let's jump in. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm absolutely ecstatic to have you on.
I'm so excited to be here, Jeff. I can't express enough my excitement.
Well, one of the main reasons that I wanted you on today is because there are certain fears when it comes to being a beginner level entrepreneur or somebody that hasn't been an entrepreneur that long when it comes to doing videos, right? Like, I personally, being on stage in front of thousands of people, that makes me nervous as hell. But doing a video like this, doing a one-on-one, doing a podcast, very easy for me, pretty laid back. But you are a pro at doing videos. I love your videos. And you've been doing videography as well as being a fellow funnel hacker as well. And we'll touch on that in a moment. But you've been doing this for a while now. When did you first get started in videography?
Yeah, I got started with video back in 2009, 2010, when I was a senior in high school. I took a journalism class as a mini block, and I was very like adamant that I was going to get good grades. I was never a great student, but I always got good grades. But I was like the kind of person to work really hard. Took that journalism class, and a large portion of that was making videos for the school's website. So I refused to let myself get a bad grade. So everybody else in my group didn't care. So I took it upon myself to learn how to shoot and edit those videos. So I remember, I mean, this is 2009, before like Wi-Fi, I didn't have an iPhone at the time. Like, I would go to Zaxby's and with friends after school, we'd eat lunch and then they'd all leave and go home and everything. I would sit there for hours just learning how to edit videos. So that's where I got my start, is just journalism class in high school.
Really? Wow. I can't remember any class that I took in high school that motivated me to do anything. That's amazing. actually, that's incorrect. With my class that I took in high school, I joined the Army because I knew I didn't want to do any of that stuff. So I was like, yes, it did. It pushed me in the right direction. So,
yeah.
But that's cool. So you've been doing this now for over a decade. Yep. And you've had the opportunity to work with some very interesting people. Let's go back to 2015. John Lee Dumas, who everybody should know. If you don't know who he is, go ahead and Google him. Start learning from him as well. He's an excellent individual to learn from. What was that like, and how did that even happen for you?
Yeah, John Lee Dumas, if you don't know who he is, Entrepreneurs on Fire, 7 day a week podcast. When he launched that back in probably 2012, I think it was, he took off like a rocket with that show. He was like one of the first come, first serve people. Like, he was in the market doing 7 days a week interviews with entrepreneurs, and they were in-depth interviews with great information. So I had started listening to it back when he, about a couple of years probably after he launched. I was doing an internship, and the guy who I was doing it with, he's like, man, you should check out this guy, John. He has a podcast where he's doing 7 days a week and he's making like $5,000 a month doing this. I was like, what? That's insane. Now that like pales in comparison to what he's doing now. But at the time, it blew my mind. I was in college still. So I started listening to him, graduated college, and got a job right out of college doing graphic design. And if there's one thing that you need to know about graphic design job, is that especially when you're first getting started, graphic designers don't tend to have a reputation for making a lot of money. So I got a job right out of college as a graphic designer, using my major, making $24,000 a year. And I was still listening to Entrepreneurs on Fire. I could not afford to live close to my job because I didn't have the money to rent an apartment near the job. So I was driving an hour and a half one way to get to that job there, and then an hour and a half back. So I was listening to John's podcast 3 hours a day, an hour and a half there, and an hour and a half, 6 episodes a day, basically. And it got to the point where I was following everywhere online. Anytime he would do a webinar or a challenge or whatever it was, I was there because I loved his content and wanted to meet the dude. And one day he did an affiliate webinar with a guy named David Siteman Garland selling a course on creating courses. And I remember that I didn't need the course. I wanted to show up to the webinar because John Lee Dumas was there. So I showed up, and it was a great webinar, admittedly, but it reached the end where David was like starting to sell his thing. I was like, I don't need a course on creating courses. So I was going to like check out and close my laptop, and John popped on. I was like, oh, what's John got to say? So I sat there and John's like, all right, cool. Well, I've got a little extra bonus. And Dave's like, oh, what's that? And he's like, for the first 10 people that buy, I'm going to give you a 10-minute strategy call with me. So in that moment, I'm like, all of it, I need a course on creating courses, right? Still didn't. But I went and grabbed my wallet, signed up, and paid, I think it was like $1,400, $1,500 for that course at the time. Yeah, that I didn't need, that I, again, making $24,000 a year. Signed up for that, and then had that 10-minute strategy call with John. And in the time between me signing up and having the call, I built a page on a website for John where I had an offer for him. And I was like, hey, John, I want to work with you. I want to do some videos. Here's why you should hire me. Here's some testimonials from some people, a bunch of different things that came together. And I was, the bottom of that page, I told him on that 10-minute strategy call, because that's when I gave him the link. I was like, if you already know you don't like me and you don't want to work with me, it's totally cool. I get it. But go to this page anyways, because at the very bottom of that page are some codes, some gift codes for Audible for you and your girlfriend, Kate, who's now his wife. I was like, there's some codes for you guys to get some free audiobooks from me just for clicking on the link. And he's like, oh man, I appreciate that. Thanks. So like got off the call, and a couple of days later he emailed me and he was like, heck yes, dude. He's like, you're the absolutely kind of person I want to work with. So the next month I flew out and shot a video for John Lee Dumas in Texas where he was keynoting at an event. And all of this, again, I didn't charge him anything. I wasn't selling him on that page. So all in, it would cost me about $4,000. To get in touch with John Lee Dumas that first time, but I still know them to this day and still text with them and everything. And they're just honestly, him and Kate are just an awesome couple. They're great people. So it also obviously worked out. There's great people, and I've made so many more connections because of that initial connection. But that's how I initially got in touch with John Lee Dumas.
Wow, that's crazy, man. That's awesome. That's an excellent story. Entrepreneurs on Fire is still one of the top podcasts out there, like in our industry. So like anytime I go on to like Apple Pods or Google Podcasts or whatever I'm searching, like that pops up. Regardless of how much time it's been in between each podcast, it's still one of the top podcasts out there to be listened to.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a great podcast. I've actually been on it a couple of times. Now I haven't had my own episode, so I'll say that, but I've been in the income reports that he does now. And for anybody out there who's listening, who doesn't know John, he'll make anywhere from 150 to 250 grand a month. Now he does income reports every month where he shares that information. So I've been on a couple of those episodes as like a bonus guest, basically. Wow. So that was pretty fun. Yeah.
That's crazy. So like when you were doing videography and you started working with John Lee Dumas and whatnot, you were also like trying to work like a regular side gig with like doing weddings and like other events as well to try and help out your income.
Yes. I mean, like I said, when I graduated college, I got a job and I was making 24 a year, and I'd already started doing weddings. I was growing that business, and it got to the point where it's like, I can't justify having this job because of the amount of time it's taking. So I value my time very highly. Mm-hmm. For anybody who knows me or anybody who's tried to hire me, they know that I value my time very highly. And I was like, you know, I was making $2,000 for a wedding, which the way I do weddings, I would shoot and edit a wedding, and then within 24 hours, I'm done with that wedding. Now, some people, it takes them 6-9 months to return a wedding. I did what's called a same day edit, where I would show up, shoot the wedding. During the wedding day, I'm editing their highlight video, and we show it on a projector at the reception. So the highlight's done before we even leave the wedding, which that's the hardest part. So we did that. And with the job that I had, I was like, it doesn't make sense for me to do this job when I make $2,000 for a day's worth of work. So I was at that job for about 3 months before I went full-time with my video business, doing weddings, reaching out to John Lee Dumas. And like I said, that snowballed into a bunch of other awesome stuff that paid way more than what I was making with weddings. But we got out of weddings in 2020, shot my last wedding then, when the world shut down. We were already planning our transition out of weddings and to do more conference entrepreneur stuff. And then the world shut down. We're like, all right, perfect time to transition, with the leads just all dried up right there. But by the time I got out, I was making on average $8,000 to $9,000 per wedding. Wow. So it ended up being a pretty good job, good paying job. But yeah.
Let's talk about that transition in 2020. Was that around the time where you really started to learn about funnels, or did you already know about funnels before that?
Yeah. So yes, in 2015, when I talked about, I built that funnel for John Lee Dumas, it was a funnel that I built, but I didn't know that at the time. That was before ClickFunnels. So like at the time, I'm like, I want to build a page for John Lee Dumas that's going to lead him through a series of steps to where he fills out a call thing with me. So we jump on a call, and it was an application funnel that I built for him. I didn't know it was called that at the time. Didn't know anything, like making it up as I go. And then the next year, as I was trying to grow my wedding video business, I had my own podcast at the time where I was interviewing successful wedding photographers and videographers. And I talked to this guy who grew with ads, Facebook ads. And he's like, yeah, and everybody knows not to send leads to your homepage on your website. And I just chuckled. And he's like, what? He's like, don't tell me. I was like, yeah, I've been doing that for 2 years now. I'm wondering why I'm not making any money back on these ads. So basically, he's like, here's what you do. He's like, write a blog post, a compelling one with testimonials. And basically, I built another application funnel inside of my wedding video business using my blog post and a contact form. Again, still didn't know it was called a funnel. I was just like, here's where I say this is, I'm sending them to a blog page. Then in 2020, like you said, that's where I learned what funnels were. The world shut down, couldn't do video anymore because nobody was doing anything anymore. So I took the one funnel away challenge by ClickFunnels. And that's when I learned what funnels were, changed my life, opened my eyes. And I haven't looked back since. I've been going all in on funnels and absolutely love it.
Yeah, I think our paths kind of started around the same time in 2020. I remember, like, I'm a sports guy. Everybody knows me around ClickFunnels as a sports guy because I do sports media, right? I cover college sports, I cover pro sports, I cover NASCAR. 2020, the last event that I did is actually an event that's coming up this weekend. It's NASCAR out in Phoenix. I did that race, and then like 3 days after that race, everything shut down, right? So like, because I mean, there were no more mass gatherings at sports events, right? So my credentials for spring training went away because they weren't even allowing media in. Like, media had no access. So my credentials to them went away. My credentials to cover the Diamondbacks for the full season went away. My Arizona State credentials went away. COVID itself almost killed me. Like, it was the best, worst diet I've ever been on. I dropped almost 40 pounds in 30 days laying on my back. It was great and yet, like, terrible at the same time. So right around then was when I started to get the idea. I was actually reading a book by someone you know very well by the name of Russell Brunson. It was called Expert Secrets, right? Yeah. Have you read Expert Secrets? This is probably a dumb question, but yeah. Have you read Expert Secrets?
Oh, yeah. I've got two copies literally right there behind me on my desk. One in the box set and one on top. Yeah. I love that. That is a great book. The perfect webinar section in there is gold.
Yeah. It was more the idea that I have knowledge that people want, right? Like, you as a videographer and you're creating sales funnels, right? You have this knowledge, right? And now, today, correct me if I'm wrong, but you do masterminds that teach your knowledge and what you know to the masses. Is that correct?
Yep. We have one. It's called Focus Funnel Builders. And that's my mastermind where we talk about funnels and everything that comes along with those. So it's not just, hey, let's go build a funnel and click funnels, but we talk about your marketing funnels, and that includes video stuff. Like, I have an entire video training, basically a webinar that I recorded, and it's about an hour long, talking about how to record your own videos and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I love talking about all of that stuff. Yeah.
I think we definitely need to connect more offline because you're hitting all the buttons. Like we talked earlier on, before the show, about the list that we create every day. One of the things on my list is to create better videos, but it has a question mark next to it because I need to figure out how to create better videos. So another reason why I was very happy that you agreed to be on the show, because now I feel like I can pretty much bother you at any point because you were a guest on my show and I can actually pick your brain. Not going to hold you to it, but I'm still going to bug you. Let's just throw that out there. So you go from college student, like most of us did, to doing videography for weddings, to working with John Lee Dumas, to creating sales funnels, which again, you had no idea what you were creating. It was called the sales funnel. Now today, where does that bring you today? Like, as far as how have you immersed yourself into the world of sales funnels, and why was it important for you to do that?
Yeah, it's crazy. I love looking back at every of these like big milestones in my life and seeing how it just snowballs and creates the next thing. But today I've immersed myself because I still do video, but my video clients are very select people. Like, I have to either know of you, like I have to know, like you have to have a reputation basically, or be referred to me by one of my existing clients who, again, all have reputations. So like, I do video, but like, I had a guy contact me yesterday asking me to do video. And I was like, how'd you hear about me? Cause I don't have a website up for my video production stuff. That's how word of mouth it is. But like Steve Larson, he's in ClickFunnels. He's one of my clients. So like, I'm connected with all of those people. But immersion with the funnels back in November, ClickFunnels offered me the job to come on and facilitate their One Funnel Away challenge, the challenge that I took back in 2020, and it completely changed my life and opened my eyes to funnels. I now host those calls every day.
Wow.
So I absolutely love getting to do that. That and the Two Comma Club X training, which is like their $2,500 a month training program. I host those calls as well.
You host the X trainings. Did you just say that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of like I do the facilitation the One Funnel Away. I do the same thing for there. And at the end of the month, I'm actually running a webinar for Russell Brunson called The Unfair Advantage. So I've got his entire slide deck on my computer that I'm going through prepping for right now.
Sign me up, man. Oh,
it's a good one. It's
absolutely
good.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the One Funnel Away Challenge because I've been through it. This is kind of where we connected. Yep. Right through the ClickFunnels community and through the One Funnel Away Challenge. You went through that challenge, right? Yep. Give me your thoughts on the challenge and why it is or is not important for young entrepreneurs or beginner entrepreneurs to go through it, whether or not they have a product or not.
Yeah. In my opinion, the One Funnel Away Challenge is the absolute best thing you can do if you are trying to get in entrepreneurship, or maybe you're in entrepreneurship and you just can't figure out the puzzle piece you're missing. This is, in my opinion, the best thing you can do for yourself. I remember when I took it back in 2020, I told my wife one day early on when I first found out about the challenge, it was $100 back then. Like, you couldn't do it for free. Now you can do it absolutely free if you want to. Back then you had to pay $100. And keep in mind, again, this was during COVID. The world shut down. We had no income. I think in 2020, I made $12,000 total because January and February before the world shut down, you know, we got some contracts and stuff, but collectively about $12,000-$13,000. We did not have a lot of money. We actually, in January of that year, had bought a camper, and the plan was to buy the camper, recover for a couple months financially, then buy a truck, and then travel around the country. We bought the camper, paid cash for it, luckily, but then obviously couldn't afford the truck. So we were living in a camper parked full time. And I told my wife, I was like, can I take this challenge? It's $100. And, you know, being a loving wife and supportive wife, she's like, absolutely take it. And I was like, okay, it's either going to be a huge waste of time or a game changer. And it ended up being a game changer for me. I remember I took that challenge, and now no income claims here on the podcast. Not everybody has the same experience as me, but the first funnel I built after I took the challenge was for a 6-week kind of like training course, and it made $20,000 on that first cohort of 6 weeks of training. And I was just like, that for me, it was just like, it blew my mind. I was like, this works. Like, before, if I wanted to make $20,000, yeah, I was doing weddings and I was making, you on average, $8,000 to $9,000
a year.
Yeah. But like, I was just like, that's crazy to me that I went through this one challenge It's like, and I know that my knowledge right now at that time in 2020, I'd just gone through the challenge. Like, I know I'm touching the surface on what these are capable of, what these funnels are. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it changed my life. If you're looking to grow your business, to grow your knowledge, to grow your email list or whatever, the One Funnel Away challenge, because it's more than just building a funnel. It is how to build your business, how to build it correctly.
So the SMX Hacker Nation, that's my VIP group. We are a group, a small network right now, planning on it being a large network, but it is a small network of sports media individuals, whether it's journalism, whether it's photography. As a matter of fact, the majority of them are photographers that I met while covering NASCAR, right? So put yourself in a, have you ever been to a NASCAR event before?
I have not.
You gotta go. You're in a state that ends in Carolina and you have not been to a NASCAR event.
Yeah, my cousin went and he's like, dude, it was amazing. You've got to go.
All right. Well, because of where you're at, first off, Charlotte is a must go. Get your tickets now. Okay. The shirt is the Coca-Cola. It's the longest race, but it's probably the best race environment anywhere. And I'm saying that while being out here in Phoenix, where they do the championship weekend as well. They do two races a year. The championship is here. And I'm telling you, Charlotte is like Graceland. It's Daytona, Talladega, Charlotte, and then about 25 other tracks.
Wow. Right? Yeah. And I'm only about 2 hours away from there.
God, it's on our list. It's on our list. When we get our RV and we want to travel, we're hitting up Charlotte. We're going to be there.
Let me know when.
Definitely. So getting back to put yourself in the position, you've got a videography background. You know what it's like to look through a lens.
Yep.
Put yourself in a position of being a beginner photographer with a photography course. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Give me some quick tips on building a funnel. We don't have to physically do it, but what would it look like page by page? How would you do this?
Absolutely. So the first thing I would do before, you know, I've got my course. If you've already recorded it, great. If not, you don't have an audience, I would pre-sell it. But first thing I'm doing is buying the Linchpin book. Have you read that one, Jeff?
It's right there. Yes. Perfect.
Okay. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. So Linchpin book, because I wouldn't sell the course just as a course, like, hey, buy this course. It's, you know, $1,500 or $697 or $1,997. I wouldn't do that. I'm creating monthly recurring revenue on the backbone of that course. So I would create a membership for that. So that's how I would structure the business. Cause then you don't have to worry about where your money's coming from. You're not constantly in promotion mode to sell more courses. You just have your membership and you can charge $100 for access, $100 a month, because then over the lifetime of those clients, as you build community and you build that network up, you're going to be able to have monthly recurring revenue, you know, in the thousands pretty quickly. You know, at $97 a month, 100 people is 10 grand a month you'd be making. So that'd be the first thing I'm doing, is deciding the business structure, is not selling courses, because then you're constantly, okay, I sold 15 courses this month. That's good money. How do I sell 15 or 20 next month? How do I fit do 25 the next month? If you sell 15 memberships, you don't have to resell those people. They're constantly there. So that's the first thing I would do. Second thing I'm doing is I'm going to do either a webinar or a challenge funnel. So that way you can get people into that. So I'm going to do, if you want to do webinar, again, we talked about the Expert Secrets book. Starting on page 206, talks about the perfect webinar script. It's used for videos, for presentations, for challenges. It's used for everything, but it's called the perfect webinar script. I'm getting Expert Secrets. I'm going to just live by that section of that book for a while, but I'm going to be doing my own webinar or my own challenge. I've done challenges before. I did a 5-day challenge back last November, had a great time doing it. I loved getting to teach and all that kind of stuff. But that way it allows you to introduce your method, your frameworks, all that kind of stuff to your audience for free or at a low price. So instead of, you don't have to do it for free. If you want to have a challenge, a 5-day challenge, and say, hey guys, I'm charging $47. You know, make sure the people that do sign up have skin in the game. So you're able to make a little money there. So, I mean, if you get, you know, 10 people signed up, yeah, it's a few hundred dollars that you're making for doing a challenge. But then you sell them on the back end. If you're following the linchpin book the way Russell wrote it, you're selling them on the back end, bulk access to that membership. So you say, hey, you know, you signed up for the challenge. We've gone through the challenge. We cover stuff like this all the time in the membership. There's actually an entire course that you can jump into whenever you join the membership. And if you join today, you'll get 6 months of access. And, you know, what would normally cost them $600 if they did it monthly. So you'll get 6 months of access for $500. So basically they get a month free, or you can sign up for 12 months for the cost of 10 months. So it'd be $1,000, whatever. And then sell it that way. And then you get people into that continuity program and you just do those challenges and those webinars on repeat. Your goal now is to do as many of those challenges, webinars, till you've perfected them. And you're just driving traffic to those constantly. And it's constantly driving people to your membership, growing that. Then you can build out, if you're, again, get the linchpin book, you're going to learn about it. Level 1, level 2, and level 3 of your continuity. You can build out around that. But that's where I'd start, was either a challenge or a webinar funnel.
That's excellent news, because I am doing a challenge next week for my course.
Nice.
For my perfect continuity program. So that is absolutely awesome. But that's stellar advice, because I think a lot of people that I know in the media world, they get paid by the job that they do instead of getting paid for the knowledge that they have. Yeah. They have to wait until they have another job that comes around. They have to wait for the next race or the next, you know, game that they're going to cover so they can actually get a paycheck, right? If you can build your own continuity program, you have that money coming in and month out, as long as you continue to provide value.
Yes.
They will stick with you. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just for your audience out there, if you're living job to job, trust me, I've lived exactly that
life. We've all lived it.
Yeah. Where you're like, okay, I've got to wait for my next gig. I've got to book my next client, you know, and that's going to give me a lot of money and that'll be cool. And maybe if I can just get 10 more this year than I did last year or whatever, you know, you're constantly trying to do better, but you're always stressed about money. I've been there. I know exactly what you're feeling. I want you to put yourself in this situation, close your eyes and imagine, say, okay, I've got a membership where I've got 100 people paying me $100 a month. And we do calls. They have my course on the back end. You know, we maybe have access to Slack or something like that where you guys can have it, or a private Facebook group. I like going the Facebook route because everybody's already there and they know how to use it. So have access to a private Facebook group where people can post their questions, but you're making 10 grand a month recurring revenue. So then whatever jobs you get, that's icing the cake right there. So I want you guys to have that.
That's absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for that advice, man. What kind of projects do you have coming up, or do you have to keep them like G14, like classified or something?
I mean, I'm facilitating the calls for ClickFunnels. Obviously you come hang out with me there. As far as jobs, I mean, I haven't signed any NDAs, but I know at least one of them I can't talk about, or it would be frowned upon if I talked about because of who it involves.
Right.
I was texting the guy like 2 hours ago and he's like, can you do this for me like tomorrow? I was like, yeah, dude, let's do it. So really cool. You would absolutely know the name of the person if I dropped it. I'm positive of that. So yeah. I got that going on. Stacy Martino, if you guys haven't heard of her, she's a speaker at Funnel Hacking Live, and Funnel Hacking Live is the conference that ClickFunnels hosts every year. It is the world's best marketing conference. And if you're thinking marketing conference, that sounds really boring. They had Andy Grammer there last year as like their closing concert. They had food trucks with all different like pizza and burgers and all these kind of different stuff. The speakers, it's where the edge of the industry is. It's like the leaders of the industry, the people who are making lots of money and figuring things out. It's where they present everything so you can start implementing your business. It is the best conference in the world. But so I forgot where I was going with that ultimately. Honestly, but Funnel Hacking Live is amazing. What I'm working on. Stacy Martino, sorry, all of that to say, Stacy Martino is a speaker at Funnel Hacking Live. She's been on the stage in the OFA challenge. We actually have a video on day 8, the very first day of facilitation. She's actually on the stage like with Myron Golden and Russell Brunson and Steve and all these people. She's sitting in the background. So like she was part of that whole presentation. I'm shooting a video for her the beginning of April. Working with Steve Larson. I'm going to his venue space in Boise at the end of April as well. And then again in May. So a lot of these awesome entrepreneurs I get to work with. But outside of that, you know, working on my mastermind and, you know, growing that and connecting with the people in there and providing just so much value. I have that whiteboard in the background. If you're watching this on video, I sat down the other day and drew out my, not just my funnel, but like I had a funnel. I have a picture of it. I'll see if I can get it to you. It's my funnel, but my entire business, how like me coming on podcast and guesting like this leads all the way down, trickles down through my funnel, how it all, where it all starts and where it all ends and how everything flows into it, into the next thing. So yeah, a lot of fun stuff like that.
So let's talk about the next step that, that our followers need to go ahead and take pertaining to the One Funnel Away Challenge. What can they expect in this challenge?
Yeah, I mean, this challenge, like I said, it's more than just learning how to build a funnel technically. We cover everything from mindset and everything. If you want to sign up for it, the best place to sign up for it, I'm a little biased, it's my funnel. So this is what's called a bridge funnel. And I'm going to over deliver on this. So we don't talk about bridge funnels in the One Funnel Away Challenge because we're working on your own funnels and getting your own stuff. Bridge funnels, basically, it's an affiliate funnel. So if you sell anything as an affiliate, you need a bridge funnel. So if you go to focusedfunnelbuilders.com/OFA, stands for One Funnel Away, you'll see all of the bonuses that I give there. Actually, the video training that I talked about earlier, it's like a hour-long webinar basically on how to make your own videos, is one of the free bonuses on that webinar. But I also give a share funnel of that bridge funnel. So like you sign up, you go through, you sign up your email address, you sign up for the One Funnel Away Challenge because that's the best thing you can do for yourself and for your business right now. Hands down, that's, I 100% believe that. So sign up for the One Funnel Away Challenge. Then I email you all of these bonuses. So you get access to a couple different courses that I've created to help you along the way. You get access to that webinar of me showing you how to record better videos and different secrets around that, my three secrets when it comes to recording those videos, and access to that bridge funnel template. So basically you click a button, it adds it into your ClickFunnels account. So you go in there, you know, add your own video, change out the images and the graphics, and you have a bridge funnel built. So they're really cool, really powerful things. So I wanted to give those away. I actually just added that bonus a couple days ago because I was like, this is too cool to not give to people. So if you go there, focusfunnelbuilders.com/OFA, you can get access to all of that. And the best thing about it is all free. Like at no point do I accept your credit card information. Like you literally go there, you click the I want to sign up button, you put in your name and email address so I know where to send all of the bonuses. Then it takes you to the One Funnel Away Challenge page. Sign up for the One Funnel Away Challenge. Again, you can do it free with a 30-day trial of ClickFunnels. And you have everything you could need to get started with those two free actions.
Talk about the VIP edition and why it's important that they should become a VIP.
Yeah, I talk about the VIP a little bit on that sales page. And if you can swing, it's $100. And I absolutely love the VIP because back when I took the OFA challenge in 2020, there wasn't necessarily a VIP, but you just had to pay $100 to take the challenge. So everybody that took it basically was VIP. But now if you want to pay for VIP, it's $100. You get VIP coaching calls and you get access to a private Facebook group. This is all through ClickFunnels. So You get access to that private VIP Facebook group with all of the other VIPs who have ever taken the challenge. And the coaching calls are absolutely amazing. So you're talking with a ClickFunnels certified coach and you jump on those calls and they ask you about your business. They ask you, you know, who's your target audience? Who are you serving? And they get really deeper than like I can personally get with you on the facilitated calls because they're giving you direct actionable content. So they help you in massive ways. And then having that network, we tell people, you know, your network is your net worth, that saying. Being a part of a group of VIPs who are taking this One Funnel Away Challenge, they're all going through the same thing you are in the sense that they're learning how to build these funnels so they can build a better business. So getting to connect and network with those people is absolutely, that alone is worth the $100. But the last thing I'll say that makes the VIP absolutely worth $100, the challenge is 30 days. The VIP goes past 30 days. So if you sign up for the VIP, you have 30 days of coaching. That coaching doesn't end on 30 days. if you keep your VIP status. So once you have ClickFunnels, you can take the challenge for free every 30 days if you want to, and you have that VIP status. So you can basically continue to have coaching for $100 through ClickFunnels. You pay $100. We have people who went through the challenge back in December who are still showing up to those VIP coaching calls and getting help from those coaches while they're growing their business. I don't know how or why. Maybe that's an oversight Russell hasn't caught yet, but it's the best $100 that you can spend for your business right now.
I was just going to say that by far, the main thing I think that I got from, well, there's so many things, but the first thing is it gets you to take action. You have no choice. Those that don't want to take action will disappear. And they'll disappear within probably 3-4 days. You'll start to see the numbers go from 20 to 30 down to 15, right?
Yeah.
So it gets you to take action, got me to take action. I have a fully functioning challenge funnel, which I've never built before, ever.
I love that.
Right? Along with follow-up funnels for email marketing, along with how to do your tags, so much stuff. And then again, I paid $100. If somebody wants me to help them build something, I charge more than $100. And it's a one-time meeting.
Yeah.
It's a one-time meeting. Maybe I'll check in on them. Right. And that's the majority of business coaches out there and people that build funnels. You get a coach, not just a coach, but somebody that's got the bling to go along with it. You see, I don't know if you can see it, Matt, but I have two signs from my yellow notepad, right? The first one says reserved for the 2CC award, the 2 Comma Club award. The second one is my definiteness of purpose statement, right? I got the motivation to actually do that through the One Funnel Away Challenge. So I took action. I built something that I should have built 2 or 3 years ago and just didn't, right? And I did it all I did it in 31 days. I launched it in 31 days. But you can go from I have an idea to I'm launching, whether you have a product or not, because there's ways to do affiliate marketing and so on and so forth. There's many, many different ways out there to make money online. But the fact that I was able to take action has absolutely just slingshotted me into 2024 and has given me so much motivation, along with community, yourself, Chris, Eli, Shane. I mean, I can name them all, right? But the fact that I only paid $100 to have it access these people that are 2 Comma Club winners.
Yeah.
That means they made at least $1 million building a funnel, made $1 million. They're the coaches for you.
$1 million in one funnel in 1 year.
1 year. I'm trying to do it in the next 4 months. So I kind of shot up there a little bit, little high there on the, maybe I was high. Maybe it's edibles here in Arizona. I don't know, but I'm shooting for it anyway.
I love it.
So again, focusfunnelbuilders.com/OFA. When does the next challenge start?
We have challenges starting every Monday. So every every Monday we're going through one. So we just started. And like you said, we have hundreds of people. People don't see this on the front end when you're taking the challenge. We have hundreds of people sign up for this challenge every week. And then a small percentage, about 30% of them make it to day one of facilitation. Cause there's a pre-week of work where you get content and you're going through and learning everything. Then the first day you see me is technically day 8 of the challenge. So we have about 30% of people that make it to day 8. And then, like you said, this week we had 36 people on the call, I believe it was. And then by today, we're already down to 21. People get so overwhelmed and they give up. But we see people early on, Jeff, like yourself, who join in the challenge, and we're like, we know they're going to make it to the end because how interactive they are, how connected they are, how driven they are. We can just kind of tell when we have somebody who's willing to put in the work and who's going to do it, who's going to make it. We can just tell right off the bat.
I'm not well known. yet until I'm on stage, which is a goal. But I made a post that has circulated around. It's my everyday I'm wrestling post, yep, with Russell Brunson's picture on there. And I make a post with that hashtag every single day to remind me to wake up and take action. Even if I don't feel like it that day, I got to get something done that moves me just an inch closer. An inch closer today is an inch further ahead of tomorrow. Yep. So even if it's just one thing, maybe today all you're going to do is you're going to sign up, right? Maybe that's the first step. You go to focusfunnelbuilders.com/OFA. The first step, sign up, right? Then yep, start to immerse yourself. Start doing some research. Start figuring out who these crazy people are, what this cult is that ClickFunnels, when they first started, I had a shirt. It said, it's a culture. And I embraced that in my Hacker Nation. It says the SMX Hacker Nation, a sports culture. Right.
That's
so,
awesome.
But it is, it's a community. We believe in each other. We push each other. We support each other. You will not have a better opportunity to succeed than what you get starting out with the One Funnel Away Challenge. Again, focusfunnelbuilders.com/OFA. Man, Matt, I've had you on for a minute, but I got to do what I always do with my guests. It's time for rapid fire. I got about a dozen questions or so. Maybe I'll make some up along the way. Kind of get to know a little bit about you outside of building funnels.
All right.
First question. Do you like cats or dogs?
Oh, I'm going to get so much hate for this. You guys, I'm a cat person. I have two cats. I know. I see the head lowering. I feel everybody listening to this podcast. They're like, I just listened to this guy talk for 40 minutes to find this out now. But yeah. We rescued a cat during COVID. His mother cat had him in a tree. He fell out of the tree, cut his chest open, had a hole in his throat. We got him patched up. We had to actually get stitches in his chest to close up the giant hole that was in his chest. So we named him Stitch, and now that cat is like my buddy. He'll like sit on my shoulders while I play video games and stuff. Love that cat.
Well, I was gonna ask, are you a gamer? You just answered that question. What are you currently playing?
Yeah, so I play Call of Duty a good bit. I love Call of Duty and Baldur's Gate 3 if I want to solo play. And just like a couple days ago, tell me if you've heard of this one. I downloaded Helldivers 2. Have you heard of that one yet, Jeff?
No.
It's pretty cool. It's like a cooperative online player game. So you play with like four people and you're like ridding the solar system of aliens. You're helping spread democracy, so control democracy.
Star Trek. Awesome.
Basically. It's like Halo ODST meets Star Trek. You actually like have a ship that you make changes to and everything. Yeah, it's pretty fun though. I like it.
Awesome. Do you like sports?
I gotta say, I like playing sports. I've never really been into watching sports. I grew up, I played baseball, played a little bit of football, and played a lot of soccer. But yeah, I've never really watched sports. I'm like the Super Bowl fan. You know, I watch the big games and here in South Carolina versus Clemson right there at Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. We watched that one. But yeah, that's about it, honestly.
Do you put pineapple on pizza?
Oh, God, you're really bringing down my reputation with all your listeners. Yeah, I do put pineapple on pizza.
I do too, man.
Okay, good. Thank you. Oh, man. I was getting nervous there. I was like, I like cats. I watch a lot of sports and I eat pineapple on pizza. It's like, who is this guy? Yeah, I do. My wife introduced me to that and I'm like, why would you not like this? It's like you have the bread and the grease from the normal pizza, but then you have like just a pop of juice and it's amazing, guys.
What's your favorite spot to travel to in the United States?
Yeah. So we actually spent last year, we traveled around the country. We actually did get to do our, you know, get the camper and travel around, you know, 2 years delayed, but we did do it. So last year we spent all our time traveling around. We actually spent a lot of time in Arizona, up in Sedona, that place, the area. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
My favorite place in the country is Montana, specifically Glacier National Park and the west side of Glacier, that area. I spent about a month and a half in Whitefish, Montana, camping out there. It's it's where my soul belongs. I will live there one day. It's going to happen. I love that place.
Do you watch those shows about like building log cabins?
I have in the past. Yeah. I'm not currently, but yes, I have.
I'm a city guy. In Alaska. I'm a city guy. I don't even like going outside, and I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is nice. I don't even like seeing a fly on like the windsill, like on the windowsill.
I grew up in a cornfield, man. I'm from the country.
All right. What's your favorite spot to travel to outside of the U.S.?
That is very limited. I've been to Puerto Rico, technically it's still part of the U.S. It's, what do you call it? Everybody out there knows the word for it, but I've been there. I've been to Mexico on a cruise. I've been to the cruise spots, you know, the popular ones down there. I'll say though, this past year, when we were up in Montana, we did a road trip. We took 12 hours, half a day, and we drove up into Canada and went to Lake Waterton, which is another national park. It's connected to Glacier. So obviously I've got to say Waterton. It was absolutely gorgeous up there. It's just an extension of Glacier National Park, basically. But we spent a few hours up there going way above the speed limit because I didn't realize it was kilometers per hour. And I crossed the border coming off a mountain and it said speed limit 80. I'm like, all right. But like, oh, that's fast. I was coming off the mountain doing 80. Yeah, it wasn't until we were almost out of Canada that I realized that it was 80 kilometers. It didn't say kilometers per hour on the speed limit sign.
You went over 30 miles per hour over the speed limit.
The entire day. If I had got pulled over, I'd be in a Canadian prison right now.
Man. they're Canadian. They're nice.
Yeah, they're you're nice okay.
You're okay. I drove, if you ever wanted to, because you're going to be moving up there anyway, make territory. The trip.
Marnie had me in the comments. Sorry. Marnie had me in the comments.
Make the trip up to Alaska.
That's on my bucket list.
When I was in the Army, I drove from Central Texas, 3.5 days, Central Texas to Fairbanks, Alaska, 4,711 miles.
Ah, that is.
But it was beautiful.
Bucket list. Oh yeah, I want to do that trip so bad that it will happen in my lifetime. I will make that drive and see it all. It's eluded me, but it's
I will tell you this: Canada's a lot bigger than it looks on a map.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It took me a day to get from Central Texas to the Montana-Canada border, and it took me another 2.5 days to get all the way up through Canada and into Fairbanks.
I didn't realize it was that much. That's crazy. Nah. Wow.
It's crazy.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I mean, we've driven all around the country. I didn't realize it was that big for that little – it doesn't look like a big stretch of land there. That's cool.
We're going to expand on the world travel. I'm going to let you know mine.
Okay.
It was paradise in the middle of hell. This is when I was fighting in Bosnia in the late 90s. And we went on TDY to a place called Mrkaska, Croatia. One of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Just crystal clear blue water. Like it's on the other side of the water from Italy. And you know, everybody goes to Italy.
Yeah.
Cross the water, go to Mrkaska, Croatia. It's absolutely gorgeous. Of course, it's been 25 years since I was there, so it may have changed a little bit. Maybe they don't like Americans now. One of those things. All right. What type of music do you listen to?
It varies. I don't like right now. I'm currently listening to more of like the hip hop, rap, electronic kind of stuff. A lot of people don't like it. It's just there's a guy named Connor Price. If you look him up on Spotify, that's basically the music I'm listening to right now. But I also like country and rock and oldies. And like, I grew up with oldies, you know, 60s, 70s, that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm kind of all over the board. It just depends on the day. Yeah.
Yeah. I like classic rock. I'm an AC/DC guy. That is another thing that I will say. When I was in the OFA challenge, every day you show up, they have music playing and it's always that upbeat, you know, that type of music. Yeah. Every day, every single day for over 3 weeks, I put in a request for AC/DC. On the last day of scheduled meetings with VIP, Chris actually made an AC/DC basically mixtape, and they played that. I came in with like two songs left. It absolutely blew my mind. He made that for me.
Now, okay. And I was like, not to bring Chris down, but that was actually me and Aldo that made that.
What?
Aldo had the idea for it. Aldo's like, dude, we need to make Jeff. And this was like in week two. He's like, we need to make Jeff an AC/DC like metal playlist. I was like, if you get the links to the song, because I made the other video, the one that you were saying, I was like, that was like a lot of Connor Price. That's the stuff I listen to. So yeah. I actually made that video. So I was like, if you send me links to the songs, I'll make him his own video. So we'll throw that up there the last day.
You are the man. Dude, yep. That puts such a huge smile. This is at the end of the challenge. We're kind of worn down. Our minds are starting to melt because we need a day or two off. And I get in and, you know, Thunderstruck is playing, and I'm just like, big smile, carried me through my day. It was awesome. You guys are great.
That's awesome.
Real quick, where did you grow up?
In a cornfield in South Carolina.
Okay, so you're still in Carolina, but you're away from the Carolina. Cornfield.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, ended up going to college at Charleston Southern University down in Charleston, and yeah. Loved that area. I was there for about 10 years, then moved down to Florida for a while. Then we traveled around the country for a while. So, yeah, we've kind of been all over. But, yeah, in South Carolina right now until this summer to fall sometime, we're going to be moving to the Pacific Northwest.
Final question. On a scale of 1 to 10, within the next 30 days, how much do you see yourself using AI? To help you with your content.
The next 30 days for AI. That's so ClickFunnels. Actually, if you use ClickFunnels, it has it built. There's actually an AI built in. So if you write a headline, you can click the little AI button and it will create a new headline. You can say, rewrite this or rewrite it with a better call to action or whatever. It's really cool. So you can use that. But as far as like using AI, I use ChatGPT. If you're out there listening, and I use it sparingly. I don't go in there and say, hey, write my email for me. Here's two sentences, turn it into three paragraphs or whatever. What I do is I go on my phone and I do the little search bar thing and I type in GPT, and that brings up like the search. I'll show it to you. If you're watching on mm-hmm. the stream, you can see I pull up the little headphones there, and that makes it so you can talk to ChatGPT. I just learned this about a month ago. You can bring up ChatGPT so it listens to you. So I'll bring it up and I'll say, hey, I'm writing some content for my funnel. My funnel's about this. Here's, you know, the thing I'm going to be promoting. And right now I'm writing the very first section where I'm talking about myself and I'm introducing people to me. It's about a paragraph long. So here's some of my accolades and kind of stuff that I want people to know about that kind of validates me. Can you throw that into about three or four sentences? And then it'll say, sure. How's this sound? It spits it out. And I'm like, yeah, I like that. But can you, you know, take out this word and make it sound more playful? And it spits it back out. So that's how I use ChatGPT, because it's a better writer than me.
I was part of the beta for the AI, and don't mention his name because I know there's somebody listening. And I mentioned his name so much. I bet, and she's not a ClickFunnels user, right? But I'm pretty sure she knows. I'm going to see if she can say it in the next 30 seconds so we can close out what his name is. I talked about using him so much that there was a point to where I was saying, I'm basically having an affair with you on you with. There it is. Napoleon.
That was fast.
She doesn't even use ClickFunnels. She knows the name of the AI because I talked about it so much.
Yeah.
Like
it is really cool. It's awesome. It's really cool. Yeah. Napoleon, for anybody out there listening, that's what we call the chatbot there, or not chatbot, the AI inside of ClickFunnels is called Napoleon. Yep. And like I said, it's so cool. It'll rewrite headlines, it'll rewrite paragraphs. And you click a button, it rewrites, and then you click another button and it inserts it into the funnel. So you don't even have to copy and paste. You just click two buttons. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Matt, Pete, once again, the link's going across the screen. For those of you listening on the podcast, Focus. funnelbuilders.com/OFA. Jump in on the One Funnel Away Challenge today. I guarantee it'll be the best thing that you've ever done for your brand. especially if you join the VIP. Hell, you're leaving CBN there because I stopped doing the VIP technically at the end of like probably the first week of February, maybe second week of February. And I still go in and kind of get some information anytime that I want, anytime I want to ask a question, because I was already a VIP and I didn't like do anything to ruin my VIP status. Like you ask for a refund or you go in and start cursing everybody out and, you know, just spitting, you know, negative about everything. Then they'll be like, okay, we don't really need you in this group. And they'll give you $100 back, you know, but it'll be the best $100 that you ever spent. I guarantee it. It was for me. So it still is. I'm still using it. So Matt Pete, again, we went a little bit over, but I thank you so much for your time. It's been fun learning about you and what you got going on, man. You're welcome to come back anytime at all. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the Motivated Mindset for this Thursday, March 7th. We will be on Thursdays from now on at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will see you later.